There are very few things in life that can lift spirits as much as singing can. James knew that in James chapter 5 and verse 13 there, where he says, "Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms." We understand that these are commands given to us from God. And take that a step further, we understand that the New Testament church, in worship to God, sang praises to Him. But we need to be very careful when it comes to the songs that we sing, that we are singing according to understanding, or singing with understanding. Notice the words of Paul there to the book and to the Corinthians in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Notice what he says in verse 15. He says, "What is the conclusion then?" He said, "I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding." Paul says that when we sing, we need to sing in a way that we know the words that are being spoken. You see, my friend, we have the ultimate responsibility of coming together to worship God. There in John chapter 4 and verse 24, it tells us that we need to worship God in spirit and truth. So we need to know the words that are being spoken. So many songs in our songbooks today perhaps have words in them that maybe we don't understand. Maybe they are old or archaic words. Maybe there are figures of speech that we just don't understand. Maybe there's a Bible story being alluded to that we're not familiar with. Well, we need to study these things. We need to make sure that the words coming out of our mouth in worship to God are words that can be understood. Evidently, the church in Corinth there had a problem with people speaking different languages. Languages in worship that all could not understand. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been to a country maybe that doesn't speak English, or tried to communicate with somebody in our country that doesn't speak English well? Sometimes it's a very difficult situation, isn't it? Because you can't understand all that they're speaking, and we cannot communicate properly. Well, my friend, the same can be true in our worship to God. We need to make sure that all the words that we are speaking are according to truth. If we are going to certainly sing with understanding, we need to make sure that we are singing only those things that God would approve of. We need to be very careful when it comes to this, because we can sing a lie just as easily as we can speak a lie. Now, we certainly don't want to be liars, do we? And we know that all the Bible has to say in condemning those who do such. So we need to be all the more careful in the songs that we sing to make sure that we are singing with understanding and not singing a lie. The songbooks in which we sing from and the songs that we sing, my friend, those are not inspired as our Bibles are. And we cannot treat them as such. We need to be so careful to understand the words that we are singing are being sung with understanding. So let us be careful in this ever as we worship God and as we want to worship God properly, to sing with understanding, sing in a language that all can understand, and make sure that the words that we are singing are words that only God would approve of.